From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Mixed news today for the American four-time champion of the world's most grueling bicycle race. Lance Armstrong lost serious ground to a top rival in the Tour de France. Armstrong retains the lead rider's yellow jersey, but German cyclist Jan Ullrich is now just 34 seconds behind. The Tour de France turned 100 years old this year, and it seems to finally be coming of age for sports fans here in the U.S. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
How's this race grown in popularity here in the U.S.?
Well, it's sort of reminding me of what happened last year during the Soccer World Cup. You've got Americans tuning in at weird hours to watch what is essentially a European sport. The race is being carried mostly on the Outdoor Life Network, a cable network. They're showing 10 hours of coverage every day. The primetime audience has more than tripled compared to last year. It's still pretty small at around 275,000 viewers, but that's an amazing gain. On the network, CBS is showing an hour of coverage on Sunday, another hour a week from Sunday when the race ends in Paris, and they like it so much that CBS and the Outdoor Life Network have agreed to extend the deal to cover the race through 2008.
So what's the appeal for all these viewers?
Well, to me, and I've been watching it pretty obsessively myself, I find it weirdly hypnotic. You don't understand every nuance of bicycle racing, but it's fascinating. Plus, they're pedaling through this beautiful French countryside. They're climbing these impossibly steep mountains. There's this intricate strategy in the racing itself, and you've got these insane fans cheering at the side of roads that are covered with graffiti. The simple fact is that for 3 weeks, they're covering more than 2,000 miles, and as you watch them pedal and pedal and pedal, they don't look winded. They're incredible athletes.
Well, most Americans have become familiar with the Tour de France simply because of Lance Armstrong. He survived cancer. He wrote a best-selling autobiography. He's on the cover of our cereal boxes. And now he's trying to win his fifth straight Tour de France victory. So the image we really have is of this lone wolf cyclist.
But the more that you watch the race, the more you realize that it is a team sport. This race started with 22 teams of 9 riders each. All the effort typically is centered around a leader of a team, Armstrong in the case of the U.S. Postal Service team. The racers all have different specialties. Some are good sprinters. Some are good at climbing mountains. Some are actually there as supporters. They're called domestiques or servants. They deliver water that they fetch from the team car that pulls up alongside them during the race. They ride in the front of other team members to allow them to draft behind them and where it's easier to pedal. They give up their bike in the event of a crash or a tire blowout, and that happened to Lance Armstrong once already. So there are these complex strategies that are going on about how far to sprint ahead of the pack, when to lag behind. It's very much a team event.
So, Stefan, tell us what happened today. It was the 12th stage out of 20 on the road to Paris. It was contested on relatively flat roads before the riders head on to the Pyrenees Mountains. What happened?
Oh, today was what's called a time trial. It's the shortest stage of the race, just 29 miles, and all of the racers are essentially riding against the clock. They set out at intervals, so there's no strategy the way there is during the team stages of the race. And what happened today is that Jan Ullrich just blew away the field. Armstrong finished second to Ullrich, but Ullrich beat him by 96 seconds, and that cut Lance Armstrong's overall lead in the race to just 34 seconds. Now the riders are heading into the Pyrenees Mountains. Ullrich is a very strong mountain rider, as is Armstrong, and right now it's anybody's race.
Stefan Fatsis speaks to us on Fridays, and he covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
In 10 days, when the cyclists in the Tour de France near the finish line, there'll be even more people watching for Stefan to take in, as fans line the streets of Paris for the culmination of an annual summer spectacle.